Thanks for the introduction. My presentation involves a little bit of antagonism that we've been seeing in grasses with dicamba and glyphosate. I'd hate to beat a dead horse, but most of us know dicamba is a synthetic auxin herbicide and actually a benzoic acid as it's classified, and provides a really good efficacy on numerous difficult control weeds, some glyphosate resistant, including pigweed species and horseweed, the ragweeds and bindweeds and thistles. In 2005, Monsanto announced that there was dicamba-resistant cotton genetics, and everybody's been functioning a bit to get that. As I mentioned, it controls many glyphosate-resistant weeds, and currently the plans are to stack the genes for dicamba, glufosinate, and glyphosate all together in a triple stack. Obviously, there'll be a tank mixing of these herbicides when that's done. Previous research has shown that dicamba can antagonize glyphosate efficacy, and by what I mean as far as antagonism, that the control of the sum of the two chemicals is actually less than each one individually. It has occurred in Johnson grass, broadleaf signal grass, large crabgrass, and there's some field instances of barnyard grass. Our objectives were to determine if dicamba influences the uptake and translocation of glyphosate, as well as actually looking at the increased rate of glyphosate to see if it overcomes that suspected antagonism. These were our treatments that we chose right here, including including the untreated check, glyphosate at three different rates, ranging from, I'm sure most of these can remember the conversion, but it's actually a quarter pound of active ingredient per acre, so if you can back convert to English measurements. But it was essentially a quarter pound, a half pound, and three quarters of a pound of glyphosate, and this right here is traditionally what you would see as far as a 22-ounce rate of, say, PowerMax. We took those same rates of quarter, three-quarter, and half-pound rates, and then we just added in a half-pound of dicamba, and we chose actually a glyphosate higher rate of 1.1 kilograms, which is 1 pound active, and then we added in also a half-pound of dicamba. Oops. We conducted the study in the greenhouse, randomized complete block, and the barnyard grass was planted, and we used four applications, and we grouped by each rep by height. And what we did was the first rep was smallest, and the fourth rep was largest. What we did was we took a spray chamber, and we used it to apply the non-label treatments across the whole plant. Following that, what we did was we took a small amount of radioactive glyphosate mixed with the actual spray solution. Don't get caught up in the details here, but basically just a little bit of radioactivity, and we dosed it right here. Basically, this means that it was halfway between the tip and the collar, and it was on the second true leaf down. We immediately made that radioactive dosing right after we made the spray chamber application. This was some methodology we came up with, kind of unique trial and error, so to speak. But actually what we did was we took glue dots, which come in these little squares, and you could take two squares that are equidistant apart, and we cut up plastic fencing and basically just attach the leaf, and it'll just kind of gently hold the leaf there while we make our application of the radioactive herbicide. Again, this right here is representative of some of the dots, and here's some of the dosing that's taking place. Again, this was the fourth rep. You can see how the plants have kind of started to elongate in the greenhouse. At 24 hours, we basically cut up our plants, and we separated into the treated leaf area, which is where the radioactivity was at. We had the leaf above the treated area, the leaf below the treated area, and then we split the plant into the portion above it and below that treated leaf. We also had the roots, but not presented, minimal accumulations after 24 hours. We used a leaf wash of the actual treated area to remove any herbicide that might be left on the leaf surface. We used a water to get anything off that might come off in water, and then we used chloroform to get anything that might be stuck in the waxes of the leaf. I'm going to kind of reference this cartoon as I go through. Basically, it shows how we excise the plant as far as this is the treated area right here. And then we had the leaf tip above it, followed by the leaf portion below it. And then we separated right here into the plant above, and then, of course, the plant below. This image right here just kind of shows how the collar extension on grasses kind of get down and extend down. And it shows how we actually cut it down here is actually where the collar ended. Again, this is just showing the harvest of the grass. You can see the leaf tip right here. Actually, that's mid-leaf where we cut and the treated area right in here. What we did was we then took all these plant parts and we freeze-dried them. Essentially, that's what this thing does. And then we oxidized them. And by oxidized, we burned. And we burned and all the carbon is actually converted into CO2 and is trapped in a liquid. And then we actually can measure any carbon that's radioactive, like glyphosate. We can actually measure it in this machine right here in a liquid scintillation counter. This graph right here is actually the water wash of the actual treated area, and you'll see that a large portion of it right here, you'll see the 0 to 100% of the actual total applied. And this graph right here, you can see our glyphosate treatments alone right here, followed by glyphosate plus our dicamba. You'll see that there wasn't a whole lot of significant differences, but actually the most important thing here is to highlight the fact that actually 70% of the actual glyphosate ended up in the water wash. This was a chloroform wash. Notice the scale change over here going from 0 up to 5%. Extremely minimal amounts found in the lipid tissues. This is the actual plant portion above, as highlighted by the cartoon. And although there wasn't significant differences, it did follow somewhat of a stair-stepping trend with increasing rates having an increased absorption. In the plant below, we did get a significant difference. As we increased rates in glyphosate, we saw an increase in presence in the plant, below. However, what was unique was the fact that as we increased our rates with the addition of dicamba, we didn't quite see as big of drastic of a jump in that increased presence in the lower part of the plant. But strangely, we did find an increased portion in the actual leaf tip area. Whether or not that was indicating movement of the plant, glyphosate further on the out on the plant, may or may not. We saw the typical stair-step pattern, but again, it was interesting the fact that the addition of dicamba tended to make the presence more, or make it accumulate more in the leaf tip area. This right here is the actual percent of C14 actually inside the actual treated leaf area. Again, standard expectations here of increasing rate and increasing presence. But again, with that addition of dicamba down here, we didn't quite see that increased rate with the glyphosate. The leaf portion below the treated area right here, similar results. Again, stair-step pattern in both situations. This right here is actually our recovery percentage partitioning, showing that the majority of it was found again in the water wash, represented by the red portion. The blue portion is the actual plant area, and you can barely even register the chloroform portion. This right here is kind of the most important slide, I believe. It actually shows the total recovered from the plant tissue. Again, standard stair-step pattern, but what was interesting, I thought was the fact that you had a full rate right here of the 3/4 of a pound. It was actually significantly lower when you added dicamba. The same thing occurred at a 1/2 pound rate, significantly lower. We actually had the same statistically not different from the 3/4 of a pound to the pound. Again, overall results, the majority of it was contained in the water wash, ranging from 10 to 28% of the applied. Our plant material below the treated leaf had a typical stair-step pattern, increasing glyphosate uptake as rates were increased. which was an expected result. However, this pattern did not occur when dicamba was added. Again, interesting that the leaf tip portion above the treated area had the same pattern, and by same pattern I mean increasing uptake from increasing rates of glyphosate. However, when it was glyphosate and dicamba, it resulted in an overall higher concentration in the leaf tip. Dicamba at the amount, at the 0.56 amount, excuse me, at the 0.56 and the 0.84 kilograms, which is the half and three-quarter pounds, were both reduced in when dicamba was added. uptake of glyphosate at the essentially three-quarter pound rate was, and I know statisticians would hate this, but statistically similar to that of the one-pound rate of glyphosate plus dicamba, possibly indicating that a 50% rate increase to achieve similar levels within the plant. Again, decreased uptake, I will stress, does not equal decreased efficacy. We could actually have a critical concentration within that plant at that point, and all plants could be dead in 10 days. However, effects as far as glyphosate rain fastness are not known. But in barnyard grass, the addition of dicamba did result in decreased uptake at the two rates of half pound and three quarter pound. And basically an altered translocation within the plant did occur when dicamba was added to the glyphosate. Currently, we are repeating the study, also conducting it with Johnson grass, and we're currently processing the samples. We'd like to utilize the Colby method to actually quantify and assess the amount of antagonism. And of course, there's new dicamba formulations currently being developed, and it could have effects on antagonism, and it may not. With that, I'd like to say thanks and take any questions. I didn't know which one was accurate. Sorry about that.
Any questions for Chad?
All right.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.